It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and otherwise medically complex patients by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared why Stephen Hawking lived a good life until 76 on a ventilator with tracheostomy. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share some good news that's relevant for some of our clients in the community. It's a summary of budget 2018 spinal muscular atrophy drug Spinraza or nusinersen to be added to pharmaceutical benefits scheme in Australia. I know that some of our clients have been waiting for this great news as their kids have been getting the drug as part of a trial. Now the Spinraza or nusinersen is finally on the PBS scheme and affordable. Rather than paying $375,000, the drug is now available for $39.50 under the PBS scheme. You can read more about the good news in the articles that were first published on May the 6th on the ABC News website and also in the Sydney Morning Herald. I put the links below these videos to those articles, and I also will read out one of the articles for you. So on the ABC it says, children with a muscle wasting condition called spinal muscular atrophy, also known as SMA, will get a new breakthrough drug for just $40 instead of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The key points are access for life-saving drug for a genetic condition. The drug Spinraza helps patients with spinal muscular atrophy. More than $240 million will be allocated to fund the drug. Health Minister Greg Hunt told the ABC from June 2018 the drug Spinraza will be available on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme PBS for the treatment of type 1, type 2 and type 3A SMA for all patients under the age of 18. This will be both life-saving and life-changing for hundreds of young patients and their families, he said. SMA is a rare muscle-wasting genetic disease and disorder that affects the motor neurons that control movement. The most severe form, type 1, can cause respiratory problems, extreme weakness, and early death. The disorder is the number one genetic killer in babies. McKinsey's mission to improve screening and treatment. In January 2018, Mr. Hunt revealed his plan to the ABC to boost the financing of the Spinraza drug on the PBS scheme. It's called McKinsey Mission after baby McKinsey Casella died from SMA. Many families of children with SMA have been lobbying for the drug Spinraza to be put on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme PBS. In 2017, baby Aviana McElwee from Darwin was the first Australian child to trial the medication. Over the course of the treatment, now injected into Aviana's spine every 4 months, a baby who could previously only move her fingers and eyes began to hold up her head and peer around autonomously. She still can't crawl or walk, but she can sit, which a type 1 isn't supposed to do independently, her mother Bethan McElwee said. The drug was approved by the PBS Advisory Committee in April 2018 after being rejected in 2017. I have spoken to countless families about the need for this vital medicine and I know what a positive difference it will make, Mr. Hunt said. Clinical trials showed the drug could improve motor function and survival. More than $240 million will be allocated in the federal budget to list the drug on the PBS. Thank you for watching this blog this week. So this is really good news for some of our clients. Now, if you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, also out of a nursing home, or if you want to find that you have insufficient support for your child or for your other family members on a ventilator at home, if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you simply have any questions, please contact us on one of the numbers on the top of the website, or send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com. That's Patrick, just with a K at the end. We are also currently hiring ICU and pediatric ICU nurses for clients in Melbourne and in South Gippsland in Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA approved community service provider in Australia. We have also been part of the Royal Melbourne Health Accelerator program for innovative healthcare companies last year. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.